G'day, it's Moffy. Today is June 17. The Supremes released their first number one hit on this day in 1964. Baby, 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 don't leave me. While the Rolling Stones scored the number one album in 1972 with Exile on Main Street in the United States. In 1977 saw Steve Winwood release his first solo record. He called it Steve Winwood. O.J. Simpson was involved in a televised low-speed chase in 1994.
Subject may be located in the El Toro Y area. Subject is being tracked via cellular phone. Subject made several calls in the last hour.
He was then arrested for the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman. In 1995, a jury returned a verdict of not guilty for both murders.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Henry Lawson was born on this day in 1867.
They burst out of that bar. Tommy bounded first after one and then after another. For being a young dog, he tried to make friends with everybody. The bushmen ran round corners and some shut themselves in the stable. There was a new weatherboard and corrugated iron kitchen and washhouse on piles in the backyard.
Barry Manilow is 78 today. At the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. Here at the Copacabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. And Aussie swimmer Stephanie Rice is 33 today.
I can kind of now say that I've learned about myself and my character and really appreciate the support system that I've had to get me through it, because I definitely couldn't have done it without them.
And it all happened today, June 17.